Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for October 2025. It's titled, Dying in Faith. Dying in Faith. Faith takes God at His word concerning the otherwise unknowable past and the unseen future, Hebrews 11, 1-3. Thus, faith rests on the bare word of God for the things that are otherwise unknowable. Those with true faith never stop believing. They die in faith. True faith perseveres to death in believing that God will yet fulfill all His promises. It never stops believing in the promises of God. This is the great example of the patriarchs in the Hall of Faith chapter of Hebrews 11. This is the kind of faith that pleases God, Hebrews 11:6. It's an undying faith that dies in faith. Those who walk away from the faith in apostasy never had true faith. They were pretenders for a while. True faith does not apostatize. This is a key point the writer of Hebrews is making in Hebrews 11. In Hebrews 10, he has just addressed the issue of apostasy at length, addressing those who sin willfully after having received the knowledge of the truth. But then, the launching pad for chapter 11 is found in verse 39, Hebrews 10:39. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. True faith does not draw back in apostasy, but rather believes to the saving of the soul. It is a faith that keeps on believing until one dies. Saving faith dies in faith. Of the patriarchs, Hebrews 11:13 says, quote, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. There was no exception. They did not receive all that God had promised them, but they died believing that God would yet fulfill these promises. Arnold Fruchtenbaum writes, there is a principle contained in Scripture that if God makes a promise to an individual and that person dies before the promise is fulfilled, then God is absolutely obligated to raise that person back to life to fulfill the promise. Because God is a covenant-keeping God, His covenant with them requires or obligates God to resurrect Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to fulfill His promises. End of quote. Arnold Fruchtenbaum. Hebrews 11, 20-22 reads, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. In each case, in the face of death, each one of these was believing God for the future. Unbelief has no future. But true faith looks beyond this life for things to come in fulfillment of what God has promised. For the person of faith, the future looks bright as the promises of God. True faith perseveres. It continues to believe God for what He has promised. Even though it may remain unfulfilled in this life, true faith dies in faith, believing there will yet be a complete fulfillment in the kingdom. Thus the patriarchs died in faith, holding to the covenant promises of God. This is the stuff of true faith. Thought, when a man is no longer afraid to die, for the first time he is ready to live. End of quote. Adrian Rogers. Well, this is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.